Hi, it's Clive Davis from the Wildlife Sound Recording Society with our regular wildlife recording feature. This month I have a special recording for you. It is by Chris Watson, who is our current president. He is also one of the world's most acclaimed recordists, known for his work on the BBC. And this is a recording that he made in Kenya's Masai Mara in Africa. He tells you all about the different animals during the recording, and I really hope that you enjoy it because it is a cracker.
I always enjoy our online listening sessions curated by Axel Drioli. And at the end of last year, the subject was feeding, and it prompted me to listen back to a series of recordings I made 20 years ago when I was location sound recordist for a BBC television series called Big Cat Diary. A team of us would stay out in a tented camp in Kenya's Masai Mara for 8 or 9 weeks, filming the daily lives of 3 species of cat: leopards, cheetahs and lions. Several times I was on the lion crew, and we would be out from 5 a.m. until after sunset each day, observing the activity of a local lion pride which lived around the Musiara Marsh, and so became known as the Marsh Pride. I say activity, however, of course, lions are mostly nocturnal, so we would often spend hours throughout the heat of the day watching out for the lions, who quite sensibly were undercover in the shade, hidden away in dense areas of croton thicket. If the pride had not been disturbed by elephants or buffalo during the day, they would usually emerge before sunset. Of course, I was in a very privileged position. I was part of a film crew with permission and license to film and record out in the Mara after sunset. But for myself as sound recordist, these were the very best of times, as most of the animals out there were most vocal at night. The Marsh Pride consisted of a dominant male, 4 females, 3 juveniles and 9 young cubs. And the first thing the cubs wanted to do when they emerged was play and then suckle. The low growling sounds on this track are from the females as they tried to maintain order and corral the cubs. After an hour or so, the females would move off to hunt and leave the cubs with the juveniles. The male would follow the females at a respectful distance and not take part in the hunt. We'd also try to follow, but well behind in a Land Cruiser with no lights, but equipped with military-grade night vision, infrared optics and starlight cameras. Of course, my microphones worked perfectly well in the darkness. Mm-hmm. This night, the lionesses came across a large herd of wildebeest and singled out a likely-looking animal from the edge. They quickly seized that animal and suffocated it with a powerful throat hold. By now, the male had caught up and strolled into the action after all the work had been done to take control of the carcass. This, however, was a dangerous time because the sounds and scent of the kill had quickly attracted a clan of spotted hyenas who gathered in numbers to try and push the lions off their prey. Standoff and the feeding continued for several hours until the lions eventually gave way to the hyenas. By sunrise, there was very little left of the carcass, and the hyenas retreated back across the plains to their dens. This gave me the opportunity to fix a couple of personal mics to the ribs of the unfortunate wildebeest and wait for the lappet-faced vultures to descend and feed upon the remains. The recordings were made from the roof of a Toyota Land Cruiser with a Sennheiser MKH-60-30 middle and side rig on a 5-metre telescopic panoramic microphone pole. The vultures were recorded with a pair of Sony ECM-55 personal mics and fixed onto a cable which was buried 30 metres back to our vehicle.